You're listening to KCBX on this Saturday morning, Memorial Day weekend. I'm Randall White. As you've been hearing from NPR News in Washington, a tragic story today from right here on the Central Coast, Santa Barbara County, where seven people are dead and another seven are in the hospital following a series of shootings around 9:30 last night in Isla Vista. The suspected gunman is among the dead. Those injured are all being treated for gunshot wounds or traumatic injuries, and at least one of those victims has undergone surgery as of Saturday morning, according to the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Department. The deceased gunman has been preliminarily identified by investigators, but his name is not being released until a positive identification is made. Deputies say it appears he acted alone. Congresswoman Lois Capps, who is at her home in Santa Barbara this morning, spoke with KCBX regarding the shootings.
My heart is broken. It's like a terrible bad dream, isn't it? But it isn't. Just yesterday, I happened to be on campus for a prearranged meeting with the new student body officers that have just been elected, just taking over this term. I'm just thinking about those young leaders on the campus and in the community. One of the things, of course, we talked about was Isla Vista. And here it is the very next morning. May God bless the memory of these lives, these victims, and support all who are touched by this unconscionable act.
Investigators say at this point, it is unknown if the shot that killed the gunman was self-inflicted or came from a deputy. Significantly more information available on our KCBX website at kcbx.org, and we will be updating that story throughout the weekend as information becomes available. Again, seven people dead this morning following a mass shooting spree in Isla Vista Friday night, the gunman among the dead. Randall White, KCBX News.